An interesting story that happened that Haflor was told that Pinchas lived in Frankfurt. He was a bit Siddishy. Yeah. A bit of Siddishy, but he was both in Frankfurt, or the Yekis. And he said once that in his town where he lived, people not so mechabit him so much because he was a bit different culture. But once he went out of his town, he went to the places where he was a bit more famous. There they made for him a whole Yom Tov ganze Sach. So the Haflor said, someone asked him, what he says about this difference between the place where he lives and the place where he goes. So the Haflor answered, it's not a chiddush for him, because we see it in the Torah. In this week's Parsha's Pinchas, is by, when you learn Parsha's Pinchas, every year it's Ben Amzorim. It's a sad time. But when you learn it through the year, it's normally a Yom Tov, or it's Rosh Chodesh, or one of the other Yom Tovim. So you see that Pinchas in its place is a sad thing. It's not interesting. But when it goes somewhere else, when Pinchas goes somewhere else, then it's Yom Tov. I'm saying it that we see that this Shiurim here, it could be that that people that live here in town are used to it, and it looks a bit like Ben Amzorim. You have to fit it in to learn a bit before you go to work or something. So it doesn't look like a special thing. But when someone comes from out of town, he sees that the special thing of it, of learning every day, that it becomes a special Yom Tov. As we see also in this week's Parsha, is the Parsha's Atomet, that the Eved said you should be makrib every day two Kabbalahs in the Beis Mikdash, two Kabbalah Atomet, one in the morning, one in the evening. So it says, in the Sefer Be'er Yosef from Yosef Salam, he brings a Gemara, because it says that by the Korban Tomet it says, Oilas Tomet who are Suyo Bahar Sinai, that the Korban Tomet has to be like they made the Korban Tomet by the Har Sinai. So the Kasha is, why do you have to say that the Korban Tomet should be like by the Har Sinai? Can just say all the halachas of Korban Tomet, why, what's important to say that the Oilas Tomet should be the same that it was by the Har Sinai. So Rabbi Yosef Salam brings the Moed Gezach. He says a Korban Tomet is something that the whole time, it's every day, it's something that could be that people will get used to it, people will lose the special chashivas, something that comes every day. So the Torah said you should make the Korban Tomet. And because the Korban Tomet is called also Tomet for Tmidus, you should make it a Suya Bahar Sinai. Like the first time in Har Sinai when they made Korban Tomet was with the Hashivas, with his Hatches, with his Balas from a new thing. It should be every day the Korban Tomet, in the morning and the evening, should be like in the same as Hatches, even though it's already passed so many years bringing the Korban Tomet, every day should be like the first time. I'm saying it here especially that if the children here have a special mala because it's something that's Korban Tomet, it's every day, and even twice a day. It's a thing that every day there is something that it loses the chashivas and the chachos from it. Because that, it says in Suya Bahar Sinai, you see here the same thing that the mala here, that it's every day, but on the other side, it's every day someone else, so it's a bit like it's chachos, so they're making sure that the Korban Tomet should be like the real Korban Tomet, should be Asuya Basina every day, like it's Chachos. And also it says by the Korban Tomet that it has to be Tishmeru Lehakhev Libi Mayadoi. It's Tishmeru is a Roshan Rabbim. So the Gemara learns from it, She'en Hayochet Miznadev Korban Tomet. A single person can't be making Korban Tomet. Korban Tomet is only if you have a tzibur, the whole Zivra together can be Makhil Kobar HaTomid. If someone will say, Ich bin a starke Yekke, I will do the Kobar HaTomid every day, I can do it by myself. Moses said, no, it has to be Tishmaru, Lachli Mayado, it has to be the whole Olam together. So that's the same thing I was saying, same thing that we said before. A Kobar HaTomid, if you want that the Kobar HaTomid should be Tishmaru, should be Ha'asuya Ba'asinai, should be with Chachas every day, it should be Kobar HaTomid, it should be Mamshech every day, and it should be Asuya Ba'asinai, it should be with Chachas, then you have to make sure it should be Tishmaru, it should be Tzibur together. Because if someone says, I have a Kviyas, I have a Chavusa, or I listen to a Shia on the phone, but it won't be the same thing, because Tishmaru, if you have a Tzibur together, and you have something that keeps them together, that will make sure that the shurim go on every day, and it helps start the whole Indian. The Masa, this week, Parshas Pinchas, is a Choshev Parsha, because there is an interesting word, I saw brought down from the Imre Emes in Ge'er. He had a son that was nifter before the war. He was called Meir. He asked his father Kasher. There's a Gemara in Masechta Tzachim of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings that when they were in the Beis Hamikdash, they said, "Se'ush Aron Roshaychem v'Yikonez Yishmoel ben Piachi Talmido Shel Pinchas." They opened the door for a new Kol Gadol to come in. So they said, "Yikonez Yishmoel ben Piachi Talmido Shel Pinchas." He was a Talmud of Pinchas. So the son of the Imre Emes asked him, how can it be that someone that was in the time of Beis HaMikdash should say he was a Talmud of Pinchas, how can it be a Talmud of Pinchas? So maybe we could say that it's not speaking about Pinchas from this parsha, but the master, his father said, and it seems also from the Mefarshim here, that this Pinchas here is speaking about the Pinchas from the parsha. So how can it be that someone who was in the times of Beis HaMikdash so many years later should be a Talmud of Pinchas? So the terence that the Imre Emes answered was that it doesn't have to be that he lived in the times of Pinchas. If someone learns well, he learns good in deep parsha Pinchas, he's called the Talmud of Pinchas. So the Imre Emes said that this Amore was Talmid of Pinchas because he used to learn good Parshas Pinchas. So we see that answer that Imre Emes said, and it's printed, like not such a ausgezeichnete word. If the Imre Emes said that if you learn good Parshas Pinchas, it can be a Talmud of Pinchas, sicher a chashivus and a wichtige sach to understand the inyonim that are here in Parshas Pinchas. So first thing we see that Parshas Pinchas comes out every year, like we said before, comes out in the Ben Amtzorim. So what's the kesher attack between Parshas Pinchas and Ben Amtzorim? So the first thing we see in one of the Rishonim, about the Sefer, called Rokeach. So he writes that the Chof Alev Yomim from Ben Amtzorim are against the Chof Alev Yomim that are Yom Tov through the year. So they said that there is a connection. It's not so clear, it doesn't say so clear what's the connection between the two, between the Chof Alev Yomim from Ben Amtzorim to the Chof Alev, the 21 days of the 8th Yom Tov, that means the 19th day is Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, and Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh, this is all the Yom Tov brought in the week's Parsha, Chof Alev, so that's the Kesher, if those are 21, that's why they wrote both in this Parsha. But what's the Kesher between the two? So the Masho in Sechet Choyrus, that Ches, writes an interesting thing. He writes that because the Osir Novoi, when Moshiach will come, all the Chof Alev Yom, the Ben Amtzorim, will be a Yom Tov. It will be Mitzvah. We'll see the Osir Novoi. We see that all the Golos and all the hard times was all Letoive. Wasn't only that it wasn't bad. We see the Osir Novoi. There was a Toive. It was a Gitzah. That's why they put together Parshas Pinchas with the Yom Tov with Ben Amtzorim, to show that you should keep strong, even though you see there's so many years passed since Chob Nabayis, and we don't see things getting better. We see sometimes we see the opposite, But even even so, you should know, make sure that you keep strong, because the 21 days of Ben Amtsalom will also be counted with the 21 days that we already have. We already have Yom Tov. And another pshat that is brought down in Sfasemes. Sfasemes says that people, after so many years in Chom, in Golos, so many years, people start to think that maybe the Beis HaMikdash is not so important, maybe there are things that are more important, maybe we should daven for the Beis HaMikdash, but only after the summer holidays. So they wanted the people should start to understand what is the importance of the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Ben Amtsalom, the line Parshas Pinchas with all the Kabbonos. And we see in the Parsha that the Kabbonos was a part of the Simchas HaChag. It wasn't Shaykh in the times of Beis HaMikdash, the whole Simcha of the Yom Tov was through the Kabbonos. So even though we can still feel some type of Simcha in our Yom Tov, we have to see that it's in a doime, our Simcha. It's not, it has nothing to do how expensive wine you'll buy or how much cost you meet. It's not much chelik. Because how much Simcha you will have in your Yom Tov, it won't be any comparison to the Simcha that was time of Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Fasemus writes. There is a pshat in the Ma'ov Shomesh, Vesla Achsidish pshat. He says that that our Torah and Tefillah says that Tefillah is connected to Tmidim. That our Tefillah is a Zavid Kovan Atomet. And also we see that when it says Kol Oisik B'Torah Soil Mekele Ekri Voila, if we learn the Parsha Pinchas, we learn the Parsha of Kovan Atomet, that automatically bring that we are Makriv Kovan Atomet every day. Side with the Tefillah, and also especially in Parshat Pinchas, we say the Parshat Tomet we say every day, but now that we're learning it in the Parsha, it's even more that it's Ke'ilu Hikrev Kovla Tomet. So we want to, that the Eibishter should see that we are Makriv Kovla Tomet in our way in Golos also, but the Eibishter will see that. He will say that I want to have the real Kovan Atomet, so that will bring, that the Eibishter should bring the Golus Shleimah faster than it was planned. But there is another pshat, and that pshat maybe is brings out much more, that it says later in the Parsha, the Indian of the Benois Slavchot, that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Al Pi Torah, until then, they were not privileged to get a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. They came to ask Moshe Rabbeinu that why will they be left out for this choshev mitzvah for having chelik in Eretz Yisrael. In that source, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't answer by myself. He had to ask the Eibishter, because it was like a shala that looked out of hand, that it wasn't possible. But then the Eibishter said, I see that it says that they were choyve boys as oret. That was also the names of the five daughters of Slavkot, where each of the five names comes to show Epizah. One of them was called Choyrov, it means Shechivos Oretz, and it came to show that they wanted to have a Chelik Netzal, not because they want to expand the properties, just because they want to have a Chelik Netzal, to have Chelik Netzal. So that Netzal was so strong that they were Zoicha, that they got a Chelik Netzal. So you see from that, someone wants something strongly, even though in Shemaim there is other chesed, but if you want something very strongly, then he can be zeicher that he can get it, even though. So that's the chizik that we see from the Benois Slavkot, that if you want something, that you can get it. And bifrat, you mean it, the chelik in Yisrael, you mean a mitzvah, you mean l'shem Shemaim, that's different things that can make a breakthrough. So that's why we line it in Parshat Pinchas, in the Ben Amtsalom. First parasha, the Ben Amtsalom, people should know, because people think sometimes that so many years have passed, so many Gedolei Yisrael have had the davened for the Beis HaMikdash, and davened all year round, Adicha in the Ben Amtsalom, so many tefillahs, so many Tikkun Chatzos, all these things that the Friedrich Gedolei used to do. If they couldn't bring the Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't bring Mashiach, how can we do it? What's our chance? So all we can say that it's filling up, but from the other side we see that if we need it, if we want it very strongly, and it doesn't make a big difference what's the reason why we want it, if we want it because we want the Shem Shemaim, or want it because of what went past, if the soft possible is that we want the Beit HaMikdash, we want to have it, we can learn from the Benoit Slavto, this week's parsha, that you can go through and you can be sure that if you will truly want it, then it will come. You see also in the parsha, it says, Pinchas, says in Medrash, Pinchas ze Eliyahu. Pinchas is the same person as Eliyahu Novi. But there is a famous kasha, that if you want to say that Pinchas and Eliyahu and Novi were the same person, you have to start with the latest, Eliyahu Novi, and say, this Eliyahu Novi that was the later Doris, ze Pinchas. This Eliyahu Novi is the same as Pinchas. Why do you say Pinchas ze Eliyahu? It's not the right Seder. So there is quite a few answers, but I'll just keep to one that says by Eliyahu Novi, there's two special things that it says. First thing says in Medrash Agoda, it says that Pinchas, that Eliyahu Novi, after every Shabbos, when all the tzaddikim have to go back in Gan Eden, he checks again all the books, he checks if there are small averes that they still have left that's keeping them back from going into Gan Eden. He says he's going to take all these averes he's taking on himself, and Avir should take up all the tzaddikim back in Gan Eden. He takes all the averes from other people on himself. The second thing that we see by Eliyahu Novi, and it's very similar, we see that when we sing on Motzei Shabbos, that is Mirah, we sing Ish Doros Shneim Osor Ro Enuf. That Eliyahu Novi, one of the malas that he had, that we say by the Zemmer Eliyahu Novi, was that Ish Doros Shneim Osor Ro Enuf. He was zoche to see 12 Doros. He lived so long that he could see 12 Doros later from his generation, he could still, he lived with them. The Shana is, was the matter that he lived long. It wasn't a matter for him. Eivishter gave him a schus that he can live long. So, but why do we say it there in the Zemmer between all the things that are malah for Eliyahu Novi, a gewiss chashivus Eliyahu Novi? This is not chashivus Eliyahu Novi. Chashivus maybe from the Eivishter that he let him live so long. So what? So why do we mention it there? It is a pshat from the. In Sefer Siach Safi Kodesh, it says there a word that many times people are not able to understand what's going through the minds of the people in the Shpeit Vodoros, because someone sees his grandchildren, so much Ridus Adoros from his times when he was in yeshiva or when he was young, he sees so much difference from his times to the times now, and he starts to think that. And he starts even to speak about it. He doesn't understand this, he doesn't understand that, why the Heidegger is like this. So many questions that people have. People are not able to connect to someone that's such a big gap between one door and the other one. So much readers are doing but they are not able to connect so much to the readers are doing. But Eliyahu Novi had a gewisse male, a gewisse starkheit, that he could see even 12 doors later, he was able to face them, he was able to row in of, row means nirem be'in of, says many times, means that it looked in his eyes right, that for the Ridus HaDoros, for the Shverim Isyonis, that the Hanke Doros have, they weigh how they're handling things and how they are working on themselves. It's not called the Ridus HaDoros. Verkehrt, if they are holding strong with their heintige Schwierigkeiten, that's verkehrt. He looked at it and he could see 12 Doros later that we are only Leute, maybe four, five generations, that we can see that that's the most, it can be Shaykh. But he could see 12 Doros later and he could still see the malas of someone else, of some different type of Avodas Hashem. So these two things we see by Eliyahu Novi. First thing was that he can see 12 doors later, he can see someone else doing a completely different Avodas Hashem, and he can see it, it's near and beinah, he can understand someone else, he can understand someone that's different than him. And the second thing, that he's mutar, he's ready to take on himself the averus, the onus of someone else, a be that someone else should have good. So if Eliyahu Novi has these two malas, that he can see, he can understand someone else, and he can be sober to someone else, such a person can be a Pinchas. Pinchas did in this parsha kanoes. He did something against what people understand. He went onto something that it says Kanoim, Peugenboy, it's something that doesn't have a clear halacha, it's something that the person has to feel. So Pinchas did something and he felt he has to kill someone else. That's what it looks like. It looks like something bad. So the Medrash tells you, Pinchas Zeliyo, if you want to be a Pinchas, if you want to be Pinchas, you want to be part of Pinchas, you want to follow Pinchas and his thing, you want to be Kanoas, you want to set other people's how they have to be, then you have to be Zeliyo. First you have to be able to understand people, you have to be able to serve other people. It shouldn't come from a bad place. Because if it comes from a murdering place, it comes from a place that you are concerned about someone else, and you are concerned about the only someone else, then it says, Kanoa and Poikenboy, then you have to step up. But if you're not sure that you're doing the other part, the Elio, then you still have something to work on yourself, and then you can work on someone else. So that's the thing it says, Pinchas, the Elio. If you want to be Pinchas, you want to be part of Pinchas, the Elio, then it should come together with Elio. It shouldn't come from Sinas Yisrael, Faket. The Maaseh Pinchas have to come from sympathy to someone else, that you know this is the best for the other person, you know this is the best, the right thing that you have to do, this is what the Eibishter wants from you. We see also in this week's parasha that in the Moshe Rabbeinu said to Eibishter that he wants to bring a fresh manik, a new manik to Klal Yisrael. Eibishter said that Yishuv ben Nun, he should be the manik. And it says there that by Moshe Rabbeinu it was Mame Ponov was Pnei Chamo, and the ponim of Yishuv ben Nun was Levona. So what's the matter? Why did the Gemara have to bring this? Because we see in the week's parsha we see that it says that the Oymish Moshe Rabbeinu got because of Mame Rivo, that he didn't speak, he hit the stone, he got the Oymish. So it says in Parshas V'Zoyis HaBrocho, it says the same thing as in the Parsha, Tereveu Amnei Meriva, that the Yidden got into a fight with Moshe Rabbeinu about the Meriva. It says, so the Targum Unkelos, adds two words. Yeah, it says, Tereveu Amnei Meriva, Venim Tzom Mehemel. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu was Neemon to the Yidden. He was trustfully to the Yidden. Shale is, why did the Targum have to add these two words, Venim Tzom Mehemel? So it could be, and the same kasha we have, we see in the tefillas of Hoshana Rabbe, and by tefillas Geshem, we see the same thing that we say, we want to say Zachor, the Hashem should remember the Sfusim of the Friedige, Tzadikim, the Shvotim, and Romit Zigbiyanke, Moshe Nahara. So by Moshe Rabbeinu it says about the Indian of Mei Meriva, Mei Meriva's Maim. Charles, how do we bring it? Why do we bring it? The master, it's like a schlechte Sach. Also we see the master that he got the Oynish for it. So why does it say, why are we using this for a source? Because the MS is that the to be a true manik, you have to be able to, like I said before, you have to understand everyone, and you have to understand everyone's problems, you have to understand where they're coming from. So this part we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he went against everyone, he could understand everyone. This was the model of the Sufa Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why, even though the soft posuk wasn't a good thing, but we saw here by the master of Mei Meriva, we saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was, he saw that the Yidden came to him, asked for water, and he kept strong and he did what he understood he has to do, even though by the end he saw that it wasn't right. But he saw his Messiah of Nefesh, he was ready to do things to help Klal Yisrael. This comes to show the Hashivas of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Targum says, "V'Zoyis HaBrocho, V'Nim Tzu Mehemel." But we saw Moshe Rabbeinu was Neemon, was the royal Neemon to Klal Yisrael. And the second thing, that we can use it for Schus, for us, that we're saying it by the Tfilas Geshem, by the Tfilas of Hashanah Rabbe, that the Schus, we saw that Moshe Rabbeinu gave himself away, and we see his Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. This was something that we have to remember. And we see Be'etzem that Moshe Rabbeinu, it says this week in the Pasuk, as the Eibishter said, V'nasata v'hoitcha olav, you should give from you, hoit, you should give on to Yishuv ben Nun. So what was this hoit that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and he gave away to Yishuv ben Nun? But there's a Sefer Toros Chaim, it was written a few hundred years ago, Toros Chaim al-Hashas. So he brings down on this Gemara that when Satru Mahoit Ha'olov, the Hoit of Moshe Rabbeinu got, he says, was built up from the two crowns that Moshe Rabbeinu got that Yidin got by Nasa Benishma, and then the Yidin made a Chetzer Egel, all the crowns went over to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu had two crowns for every person. So he had this crown, this was the Hoit that Moshe Rabbeinu had. And this is something that only Moshe Rabbeinu could do to understand every person, because he had in himself, from the Hoit, from Moshe Rabbeinu was built up from the Hoit of whole Klal Yisrael, he could understand every individual. So when the Eishu wanted that there should be a new Manik after Moshe Rabbeinu, we needed someone to be like Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Yifkoi Hashem, Ruha the Chol Boser. It says that it should be to every person. It says that a manik has to be someone that can go against the wind. It's someone that can understand something else. This is something that we need. So Moshe Rabbeinu was someone that could understand everyone, and he had to give this hoyt, he had to give over to Shur Benon. So that's what he said, Masat Mahoit Cho'olah. It's very important that you should give the Shur Benon this hoyt, because if he doesn't have this hoyt, he doesn't have this specialness to understand every person for himself, he just look at the klal, then Toignish, Manik, they can't see every person for himself. So that's why it says in the Gemara that the Shur Benon was that Moshe Rabbeinu was doimer to the Chama, and Shur Benon was doimer to the Levona. The Master, why do you have to say it? The Master is speaking bad about the Shur Benon. The emphasis is that, think forget, if you would say that Shur Benon is a sun for himself, he's not getting his light from the sun, he's a light for himself, then would say that such a manik can't be a good manik. Because if he didn't get his hoyt from Moshe Rabbeinu, no chance he's going to be able to keep strong, to keep a whole Klal Yisrael. But if he's a levomer, he's getting his light from the sun, he's only giving further the light that he got from Moshe Rabbeinu, the hoyt to understand every person, that keeps strong everyone, that he can be soiled with a whole Klal Yisrael, and that's a true manik, be able to understand everyone. I'll just finish with a small verse now, Erev Shabbos. They said by Shabbos that you need to have two common atonement. More than every day, you should make two. So it says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, al Oilas atonement b'Nisbe. It should be Moisef, and not the common oil called the Shabbos. So why do you need to add another common oil? So the Erev Pshat of the Tzav Sofer, I'll just say it in short, okay? That Shabbos has so many wichtige halachas, lamtas halachas, with so many small protim in every halacha, so we're very afraid that people won't be able to keep 100% Shabbos. That's why they have two another korban oiler to be mechaper on these things. But now there's another moidige word that's moisiv on this Ksav Sofer, a word that the Moshe Feinstein brings. Why do you have to bring two Korban Oile? Because there is Shabbos, there's two in Yonim, Zohar and Shomer. Zohar is a positive, all the positive things that we do Shabbos. Shomer is to keep the Lamatas Melochas. So he said that the Lamatas Melochas, everyone knows you have to know Hilchos Shabbos, you have to be careful, and you have to look at everything. It shouldn't be Nishul in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Yonim of Shabbos. But the Indian of Zohar, the Oynik Shabbos, the Simcha of Shabbos, these things, sometimes people don't keep it so strong. And the Moshe Feinstein matter about the times when he came to the United States, and then they saw people working on Shabbos, and people gave them, people were Moshe Nefesh, they didn't work on Shabbos, and they saw that the kids didn't grow out so big against the Messiah's Nefesh. But he came to show because they didn't have the simcha of the thing. They kept Shabbos. They didn't. They were not mechal. They were not mechal Shabbos. But they were only mekayim the sum merah. They weren't doing asay toiv. They weren't doing the oynik Shabbos. The simcha Shabbos. All these things. So the Moshe Feinstein says that we have oyle Shabbos Shabbat and oyle Shabbat. We need Shabbos two korbanos one against the other. Because like you know, you have to invest hilchos of Shabbos. The ganze festkeit. You have to know. You have to be. You have to put yourself in the positive chelik of the Shabbos, the Zechira Shabbos, the Shmira Shabbos, the Simchim, the Oynik Shabbos, the Eivish Helfentak, the Schuss, the Oynik Shabbos, and the Shmira Shabbos. Wie soll ich das? Ich wohne schnell mal mit Halo wie mein.
Oh, nein! Hey. Hey. Hey.
My bar mitzvah being Pinkerton. My bar mitzvah. My sedra got was Pinkerton. My sedra. Is that 20 years ago? How you keep them up? You missed it. Were you there back? Nice to see you. My side bar mitzvah being.
Really?
Yes.
You don't look 21.
I don't look a day under over.
Yom HaBikurim is the day, says Rashi, Chag Shavuot Karoi Bikurei Kitzer Chetim. The beginning is called the first fruits of the wheat harvest. Hashem Shtei Halechem Shem Rishoyim LeMinchas Chetim HaBoi Min HaKolot. Because it is the first day, it's the first korban, bringing Shtei Lechem from the new wheat which has ripened over the last year. Just like Chodosh is also possible to eat any of the Chodosh is possible to eat till what's called till Pesach until you bring the Oymer from Tzoyrim. Similarly for Korbanos, you cannot bring Korbanos from the new Tevuah, you cannot bring the Nachos from the new Tevuah until you brought the Minchas Bikurim. Akrimchem Mincha Chadosho L'Hashem V'Shavuah Yisreichem on Shavuah. You mentioned also that it says in Pasuk, Lamed Seir is an echad lechafir alechem. It doesn't mention lechatos, because the Mefor should say, once Shavuos is a day of Kabbalah's Hatorah, a person's mekabel Torah. What was Maaser and Ishma? That was Kabbalah's Hatorah. Kabbalah's Hatorah, that is a Kabbalah Lahaba. That is, when it comes to Tshuva, that is Kabbalah Lahaba. That is Tshuva. So a person, Mekabel to be the Torah, Mekabel to be Maaser and Ishma to be behind the Torah. So therefore, Chasei Chazal doesn't mention at all Chatos. Because Chatos is Mechapa.